Hello, folks. I've just come from a session with a wonderful mom who asked me a really important question that prompted me to jump on and make this video. She said, "Dr. Sandy, I love my son so much, but I know that the way in which I'm parenting him is not working for him. How can I parent my son in a healthy way?" So the question is, what is healthy parenting? And I have done another video on this if you want to look at it on YouTube. But tonight I want to give you a different viewpoint on what is healthy parenting. And for me, healthy parenting is practiced by a healthy parent. So what is a healthy parent? And a healthy parent is somebody who is parenting in the present. It is a mom or dad who is able to be in the present moment, fully in the present moment, engaging, communicating, connecting with the child in the present moment. So what is unhealthy parenting? Well, that is where a parent is parenting from the past. What do you mean, parenting from the past? Well, this is a parent where something is happening. Whatever the child is doing is triggering something inside of the parent that is bringing up a memory or an emotion or an experience that happened to that parent in the past. And now the parent is reacting to the child, is reacting to the child in front of them from that child inside of them who has had some kind of experience that did not feel good to them. Parenting from the past is not a healthy kind of parenting. It never works out. It does not work well. So, let me give you an example of parenting from the present and parenting from the past. Let's say, for example, that you came from a family in which being angry was just not accepted. So as a child, perhaps you were angry and you got angry on a few occasions, and then you started to get the very clear message that in this family, we do not do anger. No, thank you. Your anger is not acceptable here. And so you very quickly learned that if you wanted to be accepted and loved and approved of, that you would not be angry. You would learn to suppress your anger. You would learn to shut down on your anger. And in addition, you would start to believe that anger is a bad thing. It is a bad characteristic to have. So now what happens is you get married and you have a beautiful little boy. And guess what? He's angry. He turns out to be really defiant and oppositional and has temper tantrums and meltdowns and is angry. So what happens is that this anger triggers those old memories inside of you, and it triggers that belief that anger is not a good thing. So what do? You react to the child's anger in a negative kind of way, telling the child, "This is not the way I expect you to behave. Anger is not acceptable. You are not okay when you are angry." So how would a parent who is parenting from the present handle this kind of situation? Let's say that you came from the same kind of situation where you learned that anger was not a good thing, and now you have a child who is angry in front of you a lot of the time. How do you parent from the present? Well, what that means is that you become aware of the fact that that anger is triggering some unfinished business inside of you, and you learn how to deal with that, not to become reactive to that, to rise above it into what I call the higher self, and you move into the present moment. So what would a present parent be saying? A parent who's operating in the present would say to the child, "Honey, you know, I'm not sure, but I think that you're worried about something. think that maybe you're anxious about something or upset about something. Did something happen at school? Or did I say or do something that upset you? Because you seem to be really unhappy about something. Can we talk about that? Now notice that that parent is not talking about the anger at all, is not focusing on the anger, is not telling the child that anger is a bad thing. It's that parent is getting in behind the anger because that parent is able to understand that there's something going on inside that is causing the child to respond to her or the environment in an angry way. That's a very different way of engaging with a child, isn't it? The question then becomes, so we all have some kind of memories buried inside of us that happened to us as a child. There is no perfect childhood. So we may all have some kinds of feelings and beliefs and memories stored in here. And then guess what? We're going to get a child who's going to come and tell us, he's really coming to teach us and to show us that we need to deal with some of this unfinished business inside of us. And so what we do is we learn to understand what our triggers are, what our unfinished business is. We go to someone who can teach us about those generational programs that we tend to pass on from one generation to the next. So if it's this anger issue, for example, it's one generation, two generations, three generations, all getting the same messages, being told the same thing about anger, getting the same emotions and feelings, and getting the same outcome. The awareness of those early triggers inside of us that tend to make us a parent who is parenting from the past, the awareness is absolutely critical, because without the awareness, we will not be able to change our style of parenting from the past to the present. And I teach my wonderful moms and dads all kinds of different ways of, first of all, identifying what is this program that I brought with me that I'm now putting onto my child. How does it make me feel? And how can I recognize when it starts to take over? And then I teach them how to move into the present parent and engage with their child and connect with their child in a very wonderful, positive way. Well, thank you to that mom who asked me this very important question. And for now, this is me saying, see you later.